The following is a review of the Equity Investments Principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in Market Organization and Structure. The first LOS for this topic is to explain the main functions of the financial system. The three main functions of the financial system are to allow entities to save and borrow money, raise equity capital, manage risks, trade assets currently or in the future, and trade based on their estimates of asset values. Determine the returns or interest rates that equate the total supply of savings with the total demand for borrowing, and allocate capital to its most efficient uses. The financial system allows the transfer of assets and risks from one entity to another as well as across time. Entities who utilize the financial system include individuals, firms, governments, charities, and others. The financial system allows entities to save, borrow, issue equity capital, manage risks, exchange assets, and to utilize information. The financial system is best at fulfilling these roles when the markets are liquid, transactions costs are low, information is readily available, and when regulation ensures the execution of contracts. Individuals will save and expect a return that compensates them for risk and the use of their money. Firms save a portion of their sales to fund future expenditures. Vehicles used for saving include stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, real assets, and other assets. Individuals may borrow in order to buy a house, fund a college education, or for other purposes. A firm may borrow in order to finance capital expenditures and for other activities. Governments may issue debt to fund their expenditures. Lenders can require collateral to protect them in the event of borrower defaults, take an equity position, or investigate the credit risk of the borrower. Another method of raising capital is to issue equity, where the capital providers will share in any future profits. Investment banks help with issuance. Analysts value the equity, and regulators and accountants encourage the dissemination of information. Entities face risks from changing interest rates, currency values, commodities values, and defaults on debt, among other things. For example, a firm that owes a foreign currency in 90 days can lock in the price of this foreign currency in domestic currency units by entering into a forward contract. Future delivery of the foreign currency is guaranteed at a domestic currency price set at inception of the contract. In this transaction, the firm would be referred to as a hedger. This hedging allows the firm to enter a market that they would otherwise be reluctant to enter by reducing the risk of the transaction. Hedging instruments are available from exchanges, investment banks, insurance firms, and other institutions. The financial system also allows entities to exchange assets. For example, Procter & Gamble may sell soap in Europe, but have costs denominated in U.S. dollars. Procter & Gamble can exchange their euros from soap sales for dollars in the currency markets. Investors with information expect to earn a return on that information in addition to their usual return. Investors who can identify assets that are currently undervalued or overvalued in the market can earn extra returns from investing based on their information when their analysis is correct. The financial system also provides a mechanism to determine the rate of return that equates the amount of borrowing with the amount of lending or saving in an economy. Low rates of return increase borrowing but reduce saving. High rates of return increase saving but reduce borrowing. The equilibrium interest rate is the rate at which the amount individuals, businesses, and governments desire to borrow is equal to the amount that individuals, businesses, and governments desire to lend. Equilibrium rates for different types of borrowing and lending will differ due to differences in risk, liquidity, and maturity. With limited availability of capital, one of the most important functions of a financial system is to allocate capital to its most efficient uses. Investors weigh the expected risks and returns of different investments to determine their most preferred investments. As long as investors are well informed regarding risk and return and markets function well, this results in an allocation to capital to its most valuable uses. Our next LOS requires us to describe classifications of assets and markets. Financial assets include securities, derivative contracts, and currencies. Real assets include real estate, equipment, commodities, and other physical assets. Financial securities can be classified as debt or equity. Debt securities are promises to repay borrowed funds. Equity securities represent ownership positions. Public or publicly traded securities are traded on exchanges or through securities dealers and are subject to regulatory oversight. Securities that are not traded in public markets are referred to as private securities. Private securities are often illiquid and not subject to regulation. Derivative contracts have values that are derived from the values of other assets. Financial derivative contracts are based on equities, equity indexes, debt, debt indexes, or other financial contracts. Physical derivative contracts derive their values from the values of physical assets such as gold, oil, and wheat. Markets for immediate delivery are referred to as spot markets. Contracts for the future delivery of physical and financial assets include forwards, futures, and options. Options provide the buyer the right, but not the obligation, to purchase or sell assets over some period or at some future date at predetermined prices. The primary market is the market for newly issued securities. Subsequent sales of securities are said to occur in the secondary market. Money markets refer to markets for debt securities with maturities of 1 year or less. Capital markets refer to markets for longer-term debt securities and equity securities that have no specific maturity date. Traditional investment markets refer to those for debt and equity. Alternative markets refer to those for hedge funds, commodities, real estate, collectibles, gemstones, leases, and equipment. Alternative assets are often more difficult to value, illiquid, require investor due diligence, and therefore often sell at a discount.